With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The writer Dan Wakefield thinks the 1950s are getting a bad rep. Wakefield, in his book, New York in the 50s, insists the 50s were anything but the silent generation.
This label of the silent generation is very deceptive. I think the nation as a whole under Eisenhower was in a very silent, middle-of-the-road mood. But those of us who came to New York in the 50s from all over the country were rebelling against that.
Just look at the literature of the 50s.
James Baldwin was writing The Fire Next Time, which predicted just the recent riots, and before that, the Watts riots. Kerouac and Ginsberg were breaking all the literary molds that led to not only literary developments, but social ones with the Beat Generation.
Abstract expressionist painters made their mark. The phrase, the new left, was coined, a precursor of the 60s. Dan Wakefield's book is a nostalgic recollection of New York in the 50s and of the city's literary life.
I could walk into the White Horse Tavern any night and see James Baldwin or Michael Harrington. Mailer used to go there with friends on Sunday afternoon. It was a great gathering place.
And New York was so safe.
When the bars closed at 3 or 4 in the morning, we get in a cab and say, hey, take us to Harlem. We want to go to an after-hours place. Here's some more jazz.
The New York of Dan Wakefield's 1950s is long gone. Wakefield lives in Boston now, but he fondly recreates his favorite generation in New York in the 50s, published by Houghton Mifflin. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Dan Wakefield was a kid and living in Indianapolis in 1939 when his rich uncle gave him and his parents airplane tickets to fly to the New York World's Fair. No one on his block had ever flown before.
It was a big event. The whole neighborhood came out, and one of the neighbor ladies turned to my mother and said, why, Ms. Wakefield, you better not wear that hat. It's going to blow right off up there.
Dan Wakefield bought a souvenir in New York, a Statue of Liberty nightlight.
The Statue of Liberty, for a lot of us out in the provinces, was like this hope of, there's something besides the flatlands of the Midwest.
Dan Wakefield moved to New York in the 1950s to go to Columbia and made up his mind never to return to Indiana.
You couldn't have dragged me back there. I remember walking along the street in New York and seeing people who I would identify as tourists and thinking, those poor people, they don't live. I thought anybody who didn't live in New York was missing out on the great adventure of the times.
Dan Wakefield celebrates the 1950s in his book, New York in the 50s, a personal memoir of the jazz, the books, the politics, and the sex of the time. In the 1960s, Wakefield, author of such novels as Going All the Way and Starting Over, moved to New England for good, but still misses the New York of his youth and wonders when the 50s ended.
A lot of people I talked to, I said, when did the 50s end? And a lot of people, of course, said with the assassination of John F. Kennedy in 63.
Houghton Mifflin published New York in the 50s by Dan Wakefield. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. As Dan Wakefield tells it in his book, New York in the 50s, there was a lot of lust in the 1950s, but not much sex.
The chapter about sex was in GQ magazine, and somebody said to me, that must be the shortest chapter in the book, sex in the 50s. I said, no, it's the longest chapter because we talked about it so much.
Dan Wakefield recalls the great orgasm debate spawned by Norman Mailer in the 50s. Mailer claimed the people with the best orgasms were hipsters, and those with the worst were in psychoanalysis.
Before the 50s, nobody could even talk about these things. So it was just a beginning of freedom. Of course, looking back now from the 90s, it looks incredibly innocent.
There were dark sides to the 50s, censorship, McCarthyism, and a lot of heavy drinking.
Partly we were imitating the 20s, the Fitzgerald and Hemingway ethos. Joan Didion said when she left New York in 63, said it was like leaving an 8-year hangover.
But Wakefield says the drinking was socialized and the bars in New York echoed with good talk.
These bars, like the White Horse, were not just for getting drunk. They really were. There was a great conversation going on there.
A conversation drowned out in the 60s by disco and rock and distorted by recreational drugs. Dan Wakefield says that today, New York sometimes resembles a third world country with its beggars and homeless and mentally ill walking the streets. In the 50s, he says, there was hope. Houghton Mifflin published New York in the 50s by Dan Wakefield. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.